This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour. It's Friday the 15th. The Ides of May are upon us, and we're halfway through the fifth month of 2020. Wow, what a ride. Yes, yes, and yes. I say yes for me. I think I'm agreeing. Jennifer will agree with that. Victoria will. Jennifer Warren, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen on the air. Was April the bottom? Could go down as the worst revenue month in the history of business. In terms of percentages, what came in, what came out, the number of people who have lost their businesses. The U.S. suicide rate has climbed by 35% in terms of numbers. Wow. So is it all worth it? That's the question that we continue to grapple with. I don't know that we have an answer. I know I have an answer, but a lot of people don't like it. On we go. It's hard. It's really difficult to judge what the right thing is to do, what's happening. It's easy to criticize. We've become so critical in our lives, and some of it's fair, some of it's not. Let's move into a situation. Jennifer, the situation with that Target where the guard, the security guard, these two fellas assaulted him. The two men refused to wear a mask inside the store. So this is something that has been discussed. Where are the police on this? What are police supposed to do in that circumstance?
It's a tough one. Obviously, they get arrested for assault because that's what the real crime is. It really depends in California how people are enforcing the mask orders, which are now mandatory in Los Angeles County. If you're in LA County, you have to have a mask on every time you step out of the house. But how people can really monitor that? Are police going out and cracking down or trying to arrest people not in a mask? No, I don't think so, and I don't think we want them to meet. But Target had rules, and if you're not familiar with the story, there was a Target in, I think it was in Van Nuys, the Van Nuys Target, which is not too far from where I live. And two men walked in. They wouldn't wear a mask. A security guard asked them to wear a mask. That was his job. And there was an altercation that left the security guard with a broken arm, according to the LAPD. So, of course, then you have a crime. So now these guys, who probably wouldn't have been looked at twice by law enforcement for not wearing a mask out on the streets, are now going to be facing assault charges because they were jerks when they went into a store. So I don't know. There are a lot of people whose temperature, everybody's just running high right now. And, you know, whether you're a person who wears a mask and is getting shamed for wearing the mask, which I've heard people doing that from people who don't think they're necessary, or you're a person who doesn't want to wear a mask and you're getting shamed. There's a lot of, I mean, I can't believe I'm talking about this on May 15th, as you pointed out. Who would have thought last year at this time we would be talking about mask shaming? But it's a real thing, and I think we just all need to realize that people are trying to do the best that they can, and everybody's under a lot of stress, and it's...
I'm not sure everybody is trying to do the best they can.
Well, I don't know. I like to think that people are just trying to get through. Yeah. And so I don't think we need to be out there shaming people. I don't think we need to be out there trying to get into physical altercations because people aren't agreeing with our stuff. But, hey, when you escalate something like this and a security guard's just doing his job to try to enforce the rules of the store, you're going to get in trouble. And that's exactly why LAPD had to arrest these guys.
The heightened pitch of emotions and frustration and anger that we're beginning to see. Not that I want to predict this, but I think you're going to see. Look at what happened in Texas. You see that? These armed militia-style protesters who are helping businesses across the state that want to defy the lockdown. They've just said, okay, I don't care what the state says. I'm reopening. And a lot of the protesters are saying that they, through their actions, are enforcing, the Constitution, because Constitution, the way they read it, doesn't allow for this sort of thing. And then we think about what
After
the mayor
read
of
it.
Say again?
Have they read the Constitution?
No, probably not. No, no. They probably haven't. But under the circumstances, you know, you think about what this, the mayor of New York, I was talking to some friends last night on the phone, and we were talking specifically about what the mayor of Los Angeles said. And this person is a very liberal, very open-minded, whether open-minded and liberal go together. And his comment was, the mayor of New York, of Los Angeles is an idiot. And but that doesn't...
Didn't the mayor of Los Angeles add that he was going to pull the power and water to businesses that were not essential?
Yeah.
And not only that, he's prosecuted them. So if they once they pull the water and the power, if they keep going,
how
and
he
gave a press
power
conference,
to prosecute anybody. He's a mayor. He's not the
no, but the, he's got the city attorney with him, and the city attorney went and prosecuted over 10, maybe more businesses, and that's when I went bananas. And actually, on my local show, someone from the city attorney's office actually called in and said, whoa, hold on, why, you know, he's just trying to do his job. And I said, you know, are you prosecuting the homeless people? He said, what are you talking about? I said, are you prosecuting homeless people in L.A. City? And he said, no, I don't think so. I'll have to check. And I said, well, they're out there breaking the rules every single day. They're not out there wearing masks. They're out there walking around. They're not staying inside of a shelter. And, you know, there's no answer. This is a problem that, once again, is not being handled fairly on both sides. If you're going to make a rule, you have to enforce that rule for everybody. And that's the problem that I take with my local government, having different sets of rules for everybody. It's the problem I had with Gavin Newsom.
And that's
who
why it's going to be... That's
yeah, because they're putting the finger on the scale of whose businesses can be open and whose can't. Churches can be open, but you can go to a grocery store. I mean, there's all kinds of questions, and it all started for people. I'm telling you, the revolution in California, which there really is one, people going out and protesting more than I've never seen this kind of pushback to our government before.
It's time.
Is after Gavin Newsom closed down one beach a few weeks ago because
crazy.
He didn't like the picture. So you either close down all beaches because it's dangerous to have the beaches open, or you leave them all open. You can't put people on timeout. That's not what this is about. It's not about punishing people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
All right, so
I agree.
Here's the story from Shepherd, Texas, of the crash and burn tattoo store. The fellow who owns it is Philip Archibald.
Crash and burn.
Right. So this guy shows up. You can imagine what he looks like. He shows up with his dog, Zeus, who's about the size of a bear, and a bunch of his friends show up with AR-15 semi-automatic rifles, and they form an armed perimeter in the parking lot around the store, and then
so
people
the store
who want,
could be open? Is
so
that
the
what
store
they were
could be
trying
open.
To do?
Yep, yeah, that's exactly what they did. And he said, I think it's my right as a business person whether I want to open or close. He's 29 years old.
Well, I think that is really stupid. I think, unfortunately, you're going to see more and more of that. And this is
what's,
you know, people are tired of having their rights stripped away. And so they think this is it. This is the last stand with the government. And unfortunately, the government is pushing us in that direction. So
well, they're creating a situation that's untenable. And especially the way the arrogance in California is.
Oh, my God. I don't know. Remember how I've been saying all along, at least for the last couple of weeks, I'm like, this is going to be an extortion attempt. Gavin Newsom will not reopen the state until he gets money for unfunded pension liabilities. And sure enough, what did he say yesterday? I swear, you almost had to peel me off the ceiling. This guy stands in front of the cameras and literally talks about just how broke the state is after bragging about the surplus like 2 months ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
Talking about how broke the state is and how there's just no way that they're going to be able to open because they're not going to handle the pensions. Dude, your pension problem has been 10 years, 20 years in the making. This is not about the coronavirus. So he's now...
Bad management.
And he's talking about how he needs Nancy Pelosi, which, by the way, that's his aunt. He needs Nancy Pelosi's act, the HEROES Act, to pass today. And it's just going to take one simple move. California can reopen if President Trump will just sign one piece of paper. All he has to do is one signature. Mm-hmm. Are you kidding? Are you kidding me?
The HEROES Act was one of the co-authors of it, was written by my representative, Frank Pallone, and New Jersey's moving forward and reopening, and we've been hit, no offense to California, but we've been hit at least twice as hard
you have.
As California.
Much harder.
And, you know, the beach next week from Monday is Memorial Day weekend. And so we've already, our governor yesterday outlined the whole plan for how the beaches are going to be open, how restaurants along the shore are going to be handling things. And it's not chaos. It's orderly and it makes sense. And everyone's already breathing a sigh of relief that I'm going to the beach today. So it's, I don't know. I don't understand. It feels like, and I'm not in California, but it feels like he's creating a lot more chaos than is necessary.
Yep.
And I'm in New York I'm in New Jersey and you know, the other half of my life is in New York, and these are two states who are hit the hardest and are handling things without chaos, and they're handling things in a common sense way, because both our governors here, Murphy and Cuomo, are very concerned about the economic impact this is having. And it just feels like Newsom, I don't know. He's making the economic problem a lot worse by not having a plan.
He
doesn't even have a plan for the beaches.
No, I mean, the beaches right now are the beaches. It's not his plan. He's letting the locals do it. But so the local counties are opening their beaches, but you can't stop on the beaches. You can go and you can walk and you can run and you can't stop. Now, I don't think we can just let everybody go and pack the beaches, but why can't you just let them go until the parking lot is full? Or why can't you, like, actually have one way in and out? I don't understand how you can just tell people they can't stop moving on
the beach. There's no common sense being exercised by these people.
Stupid.
And that's part of the problem, that era, those people, that age, and what they've come up with. This, now we're seeing the results of what's happened in a system, a school system, and upbringing. It's not progressive, not permissive is the word I'm looking for, but that's kind of what it is. I can do what I want to do, and it doesn't make any difference what you tell me. There's some of that. I thought it was interesting. Steve Austin, you know, they call him Stone Cold.
I like him.
Was tweeting. Did you see he was wearing a face mask, and somebody saw him and called him out for it, and
I'm getting at. Like,
right.
As a conservative, I've got other conservatives looking at me like, why are you wearing a face mask? And I'm doing it to be respectful of the rules.
This shouldn't be a political issue.
Exactly. No. And then I've got a lot of people who are like wearing them in the car by themselves.
That's silly.
Just such idiocy out there.
But wearing them, I wear mine. I have two of them. And I wear them back. I wear them everywhere I go where there's anybody.
I don't mind the medical ones, the ones that I just ordered. I don't mind them. You can breathe easily. I don't have an asthma.
Yeah, the only ones flare
up. Yeah.
The other ones are too hard for me.
I can't breathe through the cloth ones.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't either, but my cow mask, I can. It's cool.
Well, you're very stylish.
Yes, I'm nothing if I'm not stylish. You are correct, Victoria. 18 past the hour. Time for us now to focus on something that's really good, something we ought to continue. You know, we spent a lot of time the last month or two talking about how to protect yourself, and one of the main themes I had was from advertiser MyPillow, because you can wash them, you can dry them, you can clean. They should be used all over your house, and so many more people responded to that because it's true, and now there's this deal at MyPillow.com. I think we had a BOGO, buy one, get one free, on certain items. And now you can go to the radio listener specials page at MyPillow.com, and you can get the Suprema MyPillows, the Giza Dream Sheets, the MyPillow Towels, the Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, the Duvet Covers, the Giza Pillowcases, the Bolster Pillows, Neck Pillows, you name it, they've got them on special. Buy one, get one free. Towels, perfect. Financing available on all orders over $200. Now's the time, if you haven't taken advantage of this, to make sure that you do moving forward. Go to MyPillow.com and purchase what you need. Don't worry about paying for it. There's a deal. Use the promo code DJV when you check out. That's at MyPillow.com.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You spell it V-E-I-R? You could spell it, I suppose.
Could.
Right? Would be pronounced the same way. V-E-I-R. Beer. Right? Beer. Beer. Brad Paisley is hosting a live concert tonight. He was supposed to be launching his 2020 World Tour tonight out in California, but instead, he's going to be performing inside an empty rehearsal hall in Nashville. Brad Paisley joined by his full band, all in the same room, providing a break from the cell phone filmed at-home performances of the social distancing era we're in. Lady Antebellum also reuniting under the same roof for a concert installment of the Bud Light Seltzer series. What is seltzer? Bud Light makes seltzer?
It's kind of like those hard seltzers or like a fruit flavor seltzer.
Lemon. Really.
Yeah.
But I like it.
It's probably closer to something you'd like than, like, scotch, yes.
You're right. Thank you. So Paisley's show, well, his band is going to feature the full production of his touring concerts. His last full band performance was March 9th in Alberta, Canada, before the COVID situation forced him and all the other touring acts to get off the road. He said, quote, "I'm anxious to get back with my band. It's been a long 9 weeks since the last time we played. I love that my friends from Bud Light have invited us to get back together for the Bud Light Seltzer series, sessions and series, with the proper social distancing, of course. It's going to be a fun night of music and fan interaction." So, if you're a fan, you tune in tonight at 9 Eastern via Bud Light's YouTube channel. And they're encouraged to make a donation in support of the American Red Cross. That's a waste. Why would... don't find something else to give your money to where it'll actually do some good.
Go to
last
food
month,
banks, yeah.
Yeah, food banks. Find America, Feeding America. Give your money to Feeding America. Last month, Paisley released a new Drink in Solidarity single. That's why we were playing No Eye in Beer. Brad Paisley. So I think this is the beginning of a trend. I think you're going to see as things begin to open up and things change and people get tired of being cooped up, even though you stay home and you watch this, it'll give you that feeling. You know, maybe somebody put a big screen on an outside wall or something. Who knows? Folks come from the neighborhood, wear your mask, have a beer, right? See that happening.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
No eye in beer. All right, so that's the Brad Paisley bit for tonight. Now, Katy Perry and John Legend are slated for the in-house in the house live stream this weekend. It's being hosted by a social video chat app called House Party. Three-day event, Friday, today, tomorrow, Sunday. Performances, cooking lessons, and workout segments led by 40 different celebrities. That'd be fun, kind of, too, right? This is another example of what I was talking about. This, people are going to start doing things sort of this way. Katy Perry slated to perform her new song, Daisies, which we're listening to right now. She'll officially release it at midnight tonight. Give a lesson on how to play that song. John Legend is also going to perform as other artists are showcasing their talents beyond music. Snoop Dogg, 2 Chainz, and Zooey Deschanel's culinary segments featuring their own recipes. I want to know what Snoop Dogg is cooking up, don't you?
Well, he's learned a lot from Martha, so
Martha, he has a cooking show, if you can believe it.
Yeah. And Two Chainz is known for his culinary expertise. So.
Really?
Yes. Really? He actually, I think, has 2 cookbooks out, so it'll be interesting to watch.
Alicia Keys teaming up with trainer Jeanette Jenkins for a half-hour workout. And another segment, Keys going to lead a karaoke session. That'll be fun. Some actors like Neil Patrick Harris, chefs Jose Andreas and Christina Tosi are also helming some segments, too. The full in-the-house schedule is available on the House Party website, houseparty.com. The event is free to all House Party users. So who here, anybody here, use House Party?
I've used it once. It's like a Zoom.
Someone invited me to it. I haven't done it yet.
Yeah.
So once the live video has begun, app users can't replay it, but each segment will re-air 12 hours from its original broadcast time. So it's going all weekend, remember, today, tomorrow, and Sunday. That's something else to work through. 28 after the hour.
Some people are open to feedback, others aren't. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some people are eager to hear feedback. They thrive on it because they know that feedback is the only way for them to improve at what they're doing. Other people have a much more difficult time handling feedback, and that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance personally. Feedback about what you do, however, is not the same thing as feedback about who you are. And those who are the best at what they do truly understand that. Take the time to learn to separate who you are from what you do. And then, the next time someone offers you feedback about your performance, express appreciation to them for taking time to help you be better. Of course, you'll have to set your ego aside to do that, but that is definitely possible. To learn how to set your ego aside, visit drchristianconti.com.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only 1 Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump visiting a medical supply company in Pennsylvania last evening and again saying that the prior Obama administration left the cupboards bare. He also promoted a safe and gradual reopening of the United States and said that now that the worst is over, they're refilling the strategic national stockpile with critical supplies.
Now as our country begins a safe and gradual reopening, we're launching a monumental effort to replenish and rebuild the strategic national stockpile.
The U.S. House is to vote today on a roughly $3 trillion Democratic bill that would provide more money for cash-strapped state and local governments, rent and mortgage relief, and another round of stimulus checks for Americans. However, the Senate's unlikely to take the bill up, and the president says he'd veto it if it reached his desk. And this is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
NASCAR adding some races to its upcoming season. Here's more from USA Radio's John Hunt.
It will be a summer in the South for NASCAR. The Stock Car Series announced it will stick to Tennessee, Georgia, Virginia, Florida, and Alabama for all of their June races, and all of them without fans. NASCAR has now set plans for 20 races, including 9 in the Cup Series, as it returns to the tracks after being shut down for more than 2 months. The Cup Series is scheduled to resume this Sunday at Darlington Raceway and run 4 times in 11 days at the South Carolina track and at Charlotte Motor Speedway in Concord, North Carolina. NASCAR then will go to Bristol Motor Speedway on May 31st. The track is only 3 hours driving distance for most of the Charlotte area-based teams.
A new study says 1 in 4 restaurants in America will not reopen after the pandemic. The reservation service Open Table saying some restaurants that are now closed or doing takeout only might never reopen. The National Restaurant Association estimating its members have lost $80 billion over the past 2 months. The U.S. Postal Service is reportedly reviewing its contracts with shipping companies, including Amazon, UPS, and FedEx. The Washington Post reporting the Postal Service has decided to review its delivery package contracts under pressure from President Trump. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
At the hour now here on the DJV program. Opportunity knocking. As usual, your friends Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horner here on their way with ideas that you probably will find important. I know I always do. I listen. Both ears are open when either or both of them are talking. And I think there are a lot of people who feel things are getting brighter. Maybe you're feeling a little lighter. Maybe you're feeling lucky. Maybe you're just a good week for love. If you're interested in that sort of thing, know how you engage if you're meeting somebody new. At any rate, I am proud of the way we have presented our conversations and continue to present conversations. For example, Victoria and I and Jennifer just talking about the pictures in the Epoch Times this week. The lady who is the reporter was on with us earlier this week talking about this is where good storytelling comes in, using selecting the right words. So when she said that the doors were being sealed, welded, if it was a metal door, covered wood, you know, nailed shut, the people in Wuhan can't get out of their homes. So you have that image in your mind. And now in today's Epoch Times, Victoria, what did you see?
Well, now there are pictures of, and it looks like it's the entranceway to an apartment complex, and they're literally drilling sheet metal into the, they're creating a barrier, and they're closing everything off with just giant, big pieces of sheet metal. And it's a really, obviously it's a disturbing image, but it's exactly what she was describing earlier this week, and you know, it's crazy.
Time for us to wake up.
So many people from Wuhan left that region earlier, you know, when this outbreak first really kind of went public.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of concern about pets who had been left behind and things like that. And I guess now people, they said it was safe for people to come back in, and now they're literally locking them in. So it's horrible.
Yeah, come home and we'll lock you in your house.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. And
there's another outbreak in the northern part of China that's also being reported now by the Epoch Times. And I don't know.
Everything's fine. Nobody.
Everything's great here. Yep, exactly. Everything's fine.
Bunch of bastards. Okay. The situation with food services. I think I told you on the farm this week we're going to begin to use Grubhub and DoorDash. And I was looking at the fees that they charge and how it all works. Because somebody said, oh, you're going to pay through the nose. And blah, blah, blah. Well, I understood what the situation was. And I said to my people on the farm, we're not doing this unless the numbers are right. And they explained to me how the numbers work. So now, looking around in some cities like New York, apparently, Victoria, is going to tell Grubhub and Uber Eats and DoorDash that there is a cap for food delivery companies. And does this make sense? This anti...
Because the restaurants are already hurting, and now they're paying a tax to stay in business, essentially. 30% of the bill is going to go to Grubhub or Uber Eats instead of the actual restaurant that's trying to stay in business. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. So are they going to continue? Are they just going to say, well, we're not going to do business in New York, or are they going to continue to do business? That's the question.
Well, they're
tapping
it,
so now
they can't. Yeah, well, now the city council took over and said, all right, while we're in a pandemic here, you're not going to be price gouging these restaurants. So it's capped off at 15%. I think D.C. and San Francisco and I would imagine maybe L.A. too.
L.A., yeah.
Probably also, capping it as well.
I'm surprised that restaurants just aren't doing their own delivery instead of even going through these third parties. And
hire people to go do it like the pizza joints do.
Yeah, it kind of allows you to use your employees for something so that you can keep them on the payroll.
I think some local businesses are trying to do that, but there's also the matter of hiring a new person right now is probably not something that they want to do. Maybe I don't know.
But not even hiring a new person, just repurposing the people that you already have, because so many restaurants are not able to bring all of their workers back because they're just standing around. Your takeout business is obviously not as thriving and robust as people sitting in your restaurant. So I don't know. We have a local business who does pretty well. They're like the little engine that could. That's actually just around the corner from my house, and you can order directly from them, and it's $5 if you want them to deliver. Where you can come and pick up, and at least the $5 helps offset the cost of the person who's waiting there to run the deliveries, and they get tips on top of it. And I don't know. I just feel like it's for really small businesses. Obviously, the bigger chains can probably handle the relationships with Grubhub or Postmates or whatever. But I think for the smaller ones, or even you, Doug, $5 and you get to have something delivered. That's pretty cool.
What do you mean, even you, Doug?
Well, I mean, in your situation.
Well, you're not even really a restaurant. You're just
a guy with a bus full of ice cream. two buses full of ice cream.
I was trying to diminish you. I was trying to say it would work for you.
Teasing. Tyson says they're going to give you some more food news here that's important this week. They're going to cut beef product by 30%. What they're not telling you is that the beef is not coming from America. The beef that they're importing is coming from Mexico. You may have seen that. You may not have seen it. The importation of beef from Mexico has doubled in the past 2 months because we're not getting, for whatever the reason, and most of the reason is that these food processing facilities are loaded with coronavirus. Any plant that has a lot of people congregating, and each of these plants have 300, 400, 500 people working in them. It doesn't make a difference what they're processing. And as a matter of fact, there's a big Amazon warehouse about 20 miles from me in Milford, Massachusetts, that also has shut down because they have hundreds of employees, and half of them have the virus. This is another thing that Amazon workers are all worked up about, if you pardon the pun. Because they don't think it's him. Remember the protest that started, a month or so ago? And now it's bearing fruit no matter where you look. And the same thing is happening in the food, food joints, the processing facilities around the country. I think of all the things we talked about yesterday, there were two things that got people's attention. One of them was the mannequin story about the dining room in the Washington restaurant, right?
Creepy.
Is it creepy?
Yes, yeah. It's absolutely creepy.
It's totally creepy.
Confirmed.
Confirmed, yep.
All right. Also, on our clip of the day yesterday at DJVShow.com, the dirtiest place in your house was a discussion. People staying home, we talked about some rather sensitive things, but you can listen to that. And at least for me, it was sensitive. The girls laughed, as usual, at my things. Clip of the day, the dirtiest place in your home. Understand what it is. And actually, it wasn't the ancillary conversation was about me and my toilet seat, but the real situation is not in your toilet. It's actually in your living room. You'll find out where the dirtiest place in your home is by listening to the clip of the day at DJVShow.com. You can listen also to the whole program if you don't get to listen to it and you feel like you want to listen to the whole thing every day. You can find it, research. You can just go to the DJVShow.com. And you'll find that it cycles through. There are two things there, podcast button, clip button, and also the show. Listen in. Let's see here. The other food news that I think has value, I think we got into this. We started talking about the cost of eggs and meat and cereal and milk. And I did an interview for Michael Harrison's weekend show that he does one with me, and then he does one with other folks, and we were talking about, he called me and asked me to talk about the prices that people are paying for groceries and why they're the highest they've been since the Second World War. And that the answer to that question is broad-based. There are two reasons for it. One of them is that the amount of food, the price gouging, there is price gouging going on at some of the bigger supermarket chains. But the other thing is that people are realizing they go into the supermarket, they can't find stuff. So they're all of a sudden now refinding the family farm. So they go get eggs and they get milk from the dairy and things that we are seeing an improvement in a lot of circumstances on the family farms and produce and that kind of stuff. Because it's time we recognize what it costs actually to grow this stuff and to produce this stuff and not get chewed around and chewed up by the big agribusinesses that are bringing in food from outside the country. And dairy products and beef and all that other stuff. That's why Tyson cut the price, because they're getting it from outside the country. So understand and appreciate that the farmers who are providing you with the food that you're looking for, you got to pay for it. And it's time that we realized that we have to pay for it. All right, let's see a couple of other quick items from the food department. Pepsi-Cola has a direct-to-consumer website. So what is this there, Snackers? Or, I don't know.
Yeah, that's coming up, too, in our tech roundup for the week. They bought two different domain sites that already exist.
Oh.
And so you can buy supplies directly from them. Some other quick food news, though, too, that we should mention. One of the things that's interesting is as restaurants are now starting to reopen, TGI Fridays across the country is starting to reopen, and it's going to look really different than it did the last time you were there. They're going to use their signature red and white, you know, those red and white stripes that are everywhere, that's part of their mm-hmm. little scheme. Yeah. They're going to use that to as demarcation for where people can sit. And they have a full-time sanitarian whose sole job is to thoroughly wipe down and disinfect every surface between customers.
Really?
That's a whole new role.
That's pretty cool, though.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be effective, yeah. They've already reopened 21 different restaurants in Texas, and they have 7 locations in Florida are going to start or did start dine-in services this week, and they all opened at 25% of their usual capacity. And so now they're rolling out through the rest of the country. But it'll be interesting to see how, you know, if there are lines for people, you know, if people are going to be waiting in lines. But they have all kinds of different, you know, social distancing things.
The good news, just to add on, is that in Florida and Georgia, remember Georgia, even President Trump was like, I think you're opening too soon. They haven't seen a resurgence of cases. Actually, their cases are continuing overall throughout the states of Florida and Georgia to decline after they've already started to open. So that's really good news, I think, for some states who are scared about making that next step.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wonder what happened in Texas, though, because they've seen a spike of 1,000 new cases a day since they reopened. So I don't know that's kind of strange. And I'd also be interested to see how Atlanta is doing, because Atlanta has been behind the rest of the state of Georgia in terms of they're a lot slower to reopen. Because, look, the density of people in cities, that's just where this spreads faster and hits harder. So we'll have to kind of watch those major cities. But one of the other things that the people are not happy about, there are apparently some restaurants that are now reopened are trying to charge a COVID-19 surcharge. So if you are going out, if you're listening around the country, this is first popped up in Missouri. And so if you are going out, maybe check the bill, because it says on the receipt, people are posting pictures, it'll have your subtotal, the sales tax, and then it says COVID-19 surcharge. And it's some sort of percentage of the bill. So people are not happy about that. COVID-19 surcharge is not a real thing. So I don't really know if legally these restaurants are going to be allowed to do it, but some of them are. So just be aware of your, of your bill.
McDonald's says they're going to pull soda fountains from their stores. I didn't realize that they did have,
The self-service things, yeah.
Right, yeah. I wonder if that's the case with all of these restaurants, because a lot of the fast food joints have those.
Buffets and self-serve in everywhere, I think, across the board are remaining closed, even if dining rooms are reopening. I think that's something like Panera Bread. Once they reopen for in-house dining, they're probably still going to shut off all of their soda fountains as well.
Right. All right, today's National Pizza Party Day. Speaking of food news, Party Day takes
Friday
place
in quarantine?
Year on the third Friday of May.
What's new here?
Celebrate the day by whipping up something at home. Support your local pizzeria. Order delivery for, maybe curbside pickup is better during this time. Although mainly thought of as an Italian dish, pizza actually started in Greece. I don't know how many people. It was flatbread and oils and herbs and cheese and that sort of stuff. Persian soldiers used to bake their own pizzas as well on hot surfaces. Take off their shields, put them in the sun, and cook the pizza dough. Pizza is known as Neapolitan pizza, the traditional pizza. That's really what it is. Obviously from Naples, that's where Neapolitan comes from. 16th century is when it started. Italian immigrants later introduced the dish to their new American compatriots, and eventually pizza became the crowd pleaser we know it to be today. It's the cheapest food to produce, very profitable, and that's why you see so many pizza parlors here and there.
Very delicious.
Enjoy Pizza Party Day, some more than others. Frankly, I think there's some good pizza around and some lousy pizza. I can't enjoy it much anymore because of my gluten intolerance. It's hard to find a gluten-free pizza, or even sometimes they say stuff is gluten-free and it's not. Like, I bought a gluten-free blueberry pie the other day and it gave me awful indigestion. So
maybe that was the sugar.
Why would that give me indigestion?
Sugar does.
It does? Oh.
You can, yeah. Yeah.
Really? Oh. All right. Well, that's good to know. I didn't know that. You've taught me something, Jennifer. All right, let's get to what's on TV tonight. Jen, what do we have that's going to be exciting? Can we find some exciting TV?
Yeah, actually, there's one kind of something that could be interesting tonight. The greatest stay-at-home video, Cedric the Entertainer, is looking at viral home video moments created while social distancing. That's on CBS tonight at 8 o'clock. Basketball County in the Water, it's a profile of Prince George's County, Maryland, which has produced 25 NBA players. That's new tonight on Showtime at 9 o'clock. And your favorite, Shark Tank, is new tonight on ABC at 8.
The Blacklist season finale.
Oh, Blacklist season finale tonight, too. That's right.
Yeah, right. I wish it wasn't going. It's a good show. All right, we have 10 before the hour, DJV time.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During these challenging times, our commitment to providing you with the best mortgage experience remains. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. Mortgage rates remain near historic lows. If you think that now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 33.
Ahoy!
Ahoy!
Yoo-hoo!
Ahoy!
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 Ahoy there!
Ahoy!
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 The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with basic plans starting at $100 a year. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for a basic liability policy not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now 53 past the hour, it's Tech Talk time, a wrap of the items, the top 5 items this week. Victoria Keelan is here, I'm Doug Steffen. I'll give you the, I'll pass it to you, I'll give you the pass off. Is that what it's called?
When, a handoff? Okay.
A handoff, I like
football?
That better. Yeah, say handoff, yeah, okay. Number 5 is the aforementioned direct-to-consumer website from Pepsi-Cola.
Yep, PepsiCo, of course, is the big food and beverage giant, and they want in on the direct-to-consumer action, so they bought 2 new domains, snacks.com and the domain pantryshop.com, to basically sell you things faster. The company saw a 10% bump in its earnings last month because people were stocking up on things during the home quarantine situation. And so now there's a lot of shopping going online. PepsiCo realized, you know what, if we can't really keep everything in the supermarkets and if people don't feel comfortable going into supermarkets, then we might as well sell direct to the consumer. So snacks.com has more than 100 Frito-Lay products, which are all owned by PepsiCo. And then pantryshop.com will offer meal kit type bundles of snacks. So Gatorade, Sun Chips, all the other products that PepsiCo owns. And items that are purchased on these websites arrive within 2 business days. So it's actually, if you're going to buy in bulk, it's worth looking into.
All right, number 4 is a YouTube TV subscriber deal.
Yep, popular cable brands like Comedy Central, BET, VH1, MTV, and CMT are now all headed to YouTube TV this summer. This is thanks to the deal that was made with Viacom's merger. So now it's Viacom-CBS is the actual name of the new company. And they announced that they have this expanded distribution deal with Google, which owns YouTube TV and regular YouTube. So the deal includes all these CBS channels, CBS broadcast stations, CBS Sports, Pop TV, Smithsonian, all of that good stuff. So you're going to get 14 new channels. I am a subscriber to YouTube TV. This is great news because I have been looking for MTV and Comedy Central and CMT and have not been able to find it until now. So if you are a cord cutter, this is good news for you. If you are thinking about being a cord cutter, it's great news because this will not up the actual base price of membership to YouTube TV. It starts at $49.99 per month. And that gives you 6 different accounts within your family, within the house, and it gives you more than 70 channels. And so I've experimented with Sling and with AT&T Now and Hulu TV Live, and YouTube TV is definitely the best one.
Number
so
3 All right, recommendation from Victoria. Number three, Zoom is adding some new backgrounds.
Yep, everybody, especially on the weekends, everybody likes to do their Zoom happy hours, and so now you can add a little pizzazz to the
Sounds
happy
like
hour
a,
background.
A clip of the Victoria weekend reality.
This is everyone's weekend. I know it's different for you, but it's everyone else I know. This is their happy hour Zoom weekends, and so now you can mimic your background can mimic a West Elm showroom, so you can pick what kind of furniture you want to have. You can have a scene from The Golden Girls, a Hallmark, anything from Hallmark Channel, Disney films, things like that. Now the newest one is from Schitt's Creek, the popular, which is actually now just finished its series run. But the Rosebud Motel is now a Zoom background, and I can tell you right now, I have friends who have already downloaded that, and they are very excited to have that as their new background. Harry Potter has two new scenes, Dumbledore's study and the famous platform 9 3/4 on the train. And Parks and Rec fans have their own Zoom background as well. And if you're a Family Guy fan, you can now sit on the Griffin's couch and pretend to turn on the Quahog Channel 5 news, all while Zooming and drinking cocktails.
Number two on our way to number one, Amazon has added some stuff to their TV main menu.
Yes, so if you are trying to find some TV shows and movies that you can stream on Amazon's Fire TV or the Fire TV Stick, and you're looking for something that doesn't make you lock into a subscription, then this new free tab will actually be good for you. It's a new section. It's right at the top of the menu, along with the other usuals of TV and movies and search and your library. It's right up there, and it just says free. And in the section, you'll be able to browse content that can be viewed at no charge. And you will have to sit through some ads, but, you know, if it's free, people are kind of used to that. Apps like Pluto TV, Tubi, Crackle, IMDb TV, the CW, and
IMDb
Amazon's
has
app.
A TV channel?
Golly, IMDb TV has an app, yes. And so you can go on there and you can watch a whole bunch of stuff free of charge, no subscription, which is actually great because in this time especially, a lot of people are signing up for stuff and they're forgetting that when the free trial ends and they're getting locked in. So that's good
there
news.
Go. Number one, what the U.S. government has accused the Chinese of trying to do.
Yeah, this is definitely the most serious tech story of the week, and it's Homeland Security is involved, the FBI, and they have accused China, they're warning China, actually, saying that they have launched cyber attacks against our various medical labs, and they're trying to steal vaccine information from the United States. This should not be a surprise to anyone, but at least everyone now is on high alert for it.
Right. All right, so there they are, top five tech stories of the week. Thank you, Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen. The focus on technology is something we do every week at this time. So now you're up.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.